Limousines Limited. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Is Joel in?
He actually no longer works here.
Oh, okay. Did he? I had him as the owner here. Did he sell the business, or was that?
No, he's not the owner. We're actually locally owned here in Lafayette by 7 funeral homes. All of the owners are at their own locations.
Oh, you have multiple owners that are all funeral homes?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Is there any one single person who does handle the finances for the business?
I don't know. Hold on one second for me.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. And what's your name?
My name's Scott, and I'm calling at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Our philosophy goes far beyond just getting you from point A to point B. From the moment we greet you until we arrive at your destination, we want your experience to be the best you've ever had.
Did you know that you can?
This is Angie. How can I help you?
Hey, Angie. This is Scott with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. Who are you with?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank that specializes in equipment finance and working capital. I was actually just calling to give you guys a check in here, see if you had anything in the hopper here as far as bringing on any additional vehicles or other capital needs for the business.
Not that I'm aware of at this time. We actually are governed by a board of directors. It would be their decision to do that. So.
Okay. If there's, initial talks or just, gathering information, if you're looking at, adding on vehicles to the fleet, that sort of thing, just do you take care of talking about that initially, or, gathering the info?
I'm fairly new in this position, so I haven't. I don't know that would not be something they would have me do, but I will know at some point, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
But, all right.
I would have heard in the board meetings if that was in the works, if anything like that was in the works, but I haven't. So, it doesn't mean that we won't be talking about stuff like that by the end of the year.
Okay. And do you mind if I give you a just check-in call every now and then?
No, not a problem.
Okay. How's the weather in Lafayette right now? Have you guys started getting hot yet?
Mm-hmm. It's warm, but it's not. We still have a little cool spring breeze. Temperature's about 79, 80.
Oh, nice. Actually, I lived there for a little while. I did a bit of grad school when it was still USL. Man, that was some of the most fun times of my life. I really enjoyed Lafayette.
Really? What was your favorite hangout when you were here?
We were right there on the university. We used to go hang out at Ms. Bano's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, and just a good place to get cheap beer and good pizza.
Yep.
That was probably the place I spent the most time at, just mostly out of convenience because it was right by the university, so that's where all of us went after we were done for the day.
Absolutely.
And I really miss old time. I miss the po' boys there.
Oh, the old time grocery. Po' boys in town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man, now I'm getting hungry.
You need to open a po' boy shop over there.
I'm in San Diego now, and we got great Mexican food and a few other things, but Cajun food, I've never seen it really done right anywhere outside of Louisiana.
Right. Well, if ever you have the opportunity to come this way, let us know. We'll make sure you get some of those good old-time grocery po' boys.
Honestly, that probably would be one of my first stops.
I understand. Well, all right, guys, I appreciate it.
All right.
I'll call later on.
Okay, I'll check back sometime down the line and see how you're doing then.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.